Fusion goes public, wildfires rage, and genetic data finds new owners. Japan completed the first test flight of its reusable rocket, joining the small club of nations with that capability, currently dominated by SpaceX. A successful first test flight is not the same as operational reliability, but it is the foundational step that opens a development timeline, and it represents a meaningful shift in the global launch market. General Fusion became the first fusion energy company to go public, closing its SPAC merger on Friday and expecting to begin trading on NASDAQ under the ticker GFUZ on July 13th. Fusion energy has been described as 30 years away for decades. A publicly traded fusion company now faces quarterly calls, audited financials, and milestone disclosures, pressure that will either accelerate the technology by injecting capital and discipline or produce a painful public experiment in the gap between scientific promise and commercial reality. Separately, Elon Musk claims Starlink now delivers 10 gigabits per second speeds worldwide, demonstrated in Alaska's northernmost city, a figure roughly 100 times faster than most home broadband, though a demonstration in a specific location under specific conditions differs significantly from average user experience across the network. Wildfires have burned across vast stretches of Colorado and Utah, with the Aspen Acres fire alone destroying a large number of structures. A heat dome is forecast to blanket most of the United States next week, driving new fire risks and creating dangerous conditions for tens of millions of Americans without adequate cooling. 70 Massachusetts beaches were closed due to bacterial contamination. A quieter environmental story that is part of the same broader pattern of warming waters and weather extremes stressing ecological systems in ways with direct public health consequences. A judge blocked California's lawsuit against the company that acquired 23andMe's genetic database following the firm's bankruptcy. When 23andMe went bankrupt, millions of people's genetic information became a transferable asset. California attempted to use state tort litigation to protect those consumers. The judge blocked that suit. The ruling does not leave the data entirely unprotected, but it does mean protection must come from somewhere other than state litigation, putting the burden back on federal legislation that has not materialized.